Unit 16, Expertise. Paul sat down at the desk and looked up at the professor in front of the classroom. He was a tank general in the army, getting ready to teach a lesson about history and war to the class. Paul was not eager to take the class, but it was part of his mandatory curriculum. So he sat down and listened. The professor picked up his attendance list and called the names off of the roster in alphabetical order down the list. He gave a brief introduction of the class and told them about the assignments and readings they would need to do during the semester. He was clear and distinct about the responsibilities and expectations that he had from his students. Paul silently sighed when he heard how rigorous this class was going to be. He had expected far less work than this. From all that he heard, Paul assumed that the professor was parochial, and would be pushing his own views onto him all semester long. However, before beginning to lecture, the professor made a note to the class that he did not intend to bring religion or politics into the classroom. The lectures and readings would all be secular. And unbiased in nature. The professor pulled down a board that was suspended from the ceiling and began his lecture. As the class proceeded on, Paul could tell that the professor was not stupid at all. In fact, he was extremely erudite, and showed a wide knowledge of the subject. Paul may have originally thought that he was just another military officer trying to spread the Army's views to young minds, but many times during the lecture, the professor implied faults in the military structure. He talked about how many soldiers swear oaths to a country that is not always looking out for their best interests, and this is a tragedy. Paul could tell that the professor was speaking from experience when he said this. The professor talked about war and how an extensive knowledge of history and training benefits officers in the field. His descriptions captivated Paul's attention, and he firmly fortified himself in his desk chair for the whole hour, listening intently. Halfway through the lesson, Paul realized that he had learned almost the entire system of the military's command chain without even realizing it. He had never heard such an amazing and exciting story from such an expert before in his life.